Across the Pilbara, this is Breakfast with Pablo on 102.5 FM.
School holidays is nearly upon us, and there's a bunch of events for kids right across the Pilbara, specifically here in the city of Karratha, with Youth Week kicking off. What can the kids get involved with?
That's right, the school holidays begin this Saturday, and on the Saturday there's the Covechella Youth Festival. That's being held in Dampier at the Shark Cage, and it runs from 5pm till 9pm. There are a lot of details on the City of Karratha website, and there is a bus service going out there and back, and you'll find the timetable on their website as well. And if you keep delving into the website, you'll find the list of all the activities, which are too many to mention right now, on their website for the entire school holidays.
Quite extensive though, isn't it?
Yes, it's Karratha, Dampier, Wickham and Roebourne as well.
So if you want to check that out, karratha.wa.gov.au. Now, school holiday crime prevention. What can you do? And especially if you are heading away.
That's right. If you're heading away, put some things in place to ensure that you've done all you can to stop yourself being a victim of crime over the holidays. One of the first things to do is get your mail diverted or held at the post office so that your letterbox doesn't fill up. That's a clear indicator to an opportunist theft that there's nobody home. Put your rubbish bins in behind your fence so that nobody can use them to step over your fence. And just have a quick look around your house before you leave to make sure you've locked all your doors and all your windows. And if you know your neighbours, let them know that you're away for a couple of weeks and they'll keep an eye on your house. And they can call the police if something unusual happens. And also, those of you who are driving away, don't be complacent. Just because you live in Karratha, don't think you can jump into a car and drive 300 or 400 or 800 kilometres without making sure that your car is in good condition, it's been serviced recently, you've got good tread on your tyres. And don't drive to the point where you're fatigued. It's always important to stop and have a rest when you start yawning and when you start eyes lose focus.
Yeah, we've mentioned that quite a bit. Yeah, plan the trip and don't go at unusual times that you don't usually operate. You know, for example, don't get up at 2 a.m. and start driving if your normal day starts at 8 a.m. Yeah, it's just not going
to
work.
That's right. And don't let your mind wander when you get close to your destination, because the statistics show that a lot of serious accidents happen to people when they're almost half an hour from home.
Yeah. And last but not least, Andy, you wanted to say a special thanks to some members of the community who have helped out with some recent crime.
Yes, in the last few days we've had some fantastic results from information from the public. Yesterday there was a burglary and the neighbours noted suspicious behaviour. The police attended in good time because of their call. We arrested one offender at the scene and another one locally, and we managed to recover the property from that burglary, which if we hadn't got that information quickly, it may have gone unsolved. We've also got two people who have phoned us from things that they've seen on our posts on Facebook, and some people have been identified, and those investigations are ongoing now that we have a name and someone to chase up.
Yeah, and you guys put up a lot of footage that people can see, pictures of people identifying them, so people can always go through Facebook to see those images.
That's right.
Our local police, alongside the City of Karratha, Department of Communities Rio Tinto and Woodside Operate Northwest Self Projects, are members of the Safer Communities Partnership, a project focused on making sure the city is a safe and enjoyable place to live, work and play. Senior Sergeant Andy Stevens, we'll catch up next week.
Thank you, Pablo.
Breakfast with Pablo.